All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Get back in time.
Where were you? January 16th, 1968. In the news? NBC TV is thinking of banning simulated news flashes on entertainment shows. On the first Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, a bulletin was flashed across the bottom of the television screen. It read,
"Help! Help! I'm being held prisoner in the newsroom!"
A woman in Alexandria, Minnesota, called the cops, and patrolmen were dispatched to the newsroom of the local station. And the same thing happened in Little Rock.
Very interesting. But right now in Birmingham, they're running a test pattern.
At the movies, an American colonel who has never been in combat is tasked with creating a special forces unit from Canadian troops and a ragtag group of American misfits.
Welcome to the 1st Special Service Force. You Canadians, I'm told, are the hand-picked best of the best trained army in the world. You Americans, for the most part, have an entirely different reputation. I've been supplied with full details on your military and moral delinquency, and I couldn't care less.
William Holden, Cliff Robertson, and Vince Edwards star in The Devil's Brigade.
What I don't understand is, sir, why are you putting them against each other?
I have less than 4 months left to convert this misbegotten outfit into the Army's finest combat unit.
On TV, our Tuesday night will feature It Takes a Thief, Doctari, and Garrison's Gorillas. Daytime fun includes the Hollywood Squares, the Dating Game, and the Newlywed Game with Bob Eubanks.
Husbands say he is basically more urban or rural, Kathy.
I don't know what they mean.
Well, you know it. Now, you married him. What do you think?
Heck, he's urban.
He's urban?
Yeah.
How long has he been that way?
About 2 months.
2 months he's been there. Do you think there's anything he can do about it?
He went to a doctor.
Oh, he did? Anything for his urban?
He gave me something.
And on the radio
at number one, Hello Goodbye from the Beatles.
I say hi, you say no, you say why, and I say I don't know. Oh no, you say goodbye.
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1968.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.